Hello?
Yes, I think that the line got disconnected, sorry.
Okay.
All right, so yes, so I was asking, like, do you have an existing website, or it's the first time you're building up a site?
This is my first time building the site and trying
Okay,
what
and
this is all about.
you do have experience creating websites, or you're a
No,
newbie?
I don't. I am a newbie. Everything is new.
All right, so new and brand new, right?
Brand new.
All right, perfect. So you said, like, so what's the ratio? Can you tell me, like, in few simple words, like, what's the plan, what's the scope of work, and where would you like to take this business to, and what are your plans?
Okay, so in all honesty, I would like to have like a baby store, a physical store at some point, but I want to start off like online first because I feel like that would be, less risky, especially with the climate, and I don't know what other disease or whatever is on the horizon. So I want to see if I can get my foot in with e-commerce, starting with this, like a baby starting with baby products. So I want to sell a wide variety of baby products. And I kind of did a little bit of research to see if this is like a profitable area. And from what I read up, it is.
It is, yes.
So,
Do you have kids?
yes, I do, exactly. I have kids and they grow. So, and you have to keep buying clothing, especially, if you don't have, right? So, I want to like cater to newborns, to big kids. I want to say up to age 10. Actually, I want to say up to age 8, actually. Age 8, from like newborn preemies. I want to, really like get into stuff with that. I want to have like a variety for boys because I have a 5-year-old and it was so hard. You go into all these physical stores and they have all the cutest stuff for the girls, but the boys, it was just
Random stuff.
so hard. Yeah, just random. Like they'll have the best Valentine thing for the girls and the boys just have like a. So I would like to find like, suppliers that are reliable, and then hopefully like at some point, as soon as this builds up or how I see going like in the positive direction, they'll probably even start like, ordering and having my own, things for a physical store. So that's my I want to take it as far as it can go.
Oh, perfect. So I think that the idea is that with your experiences, that you were not able to basically find a suitable store or an outlet where you can find a good stuff for your personal boy. Now, with that particular part, keeping that in mind, you would like to have a platform where people can basically find everything equally divided and distributed for girls and for boys, right?
That and you perfectly, yes.
All
That's
right.
it.
Perfect, perfect. So I think that's a very good thing, and it's not only about the experience, it's about the gesture as well that you're trying to basically bring in for equally divided things for girls and for boys. And I'm pretty sure parents were definitely going to understand this particular cause, and they will surely going to help you out in making a good business of this particular sale, so that at the end you could basically get not only one shop but maybe two, three branches as well. So I wish you
Ooh,
the
that would
best
be
luck for that.
great. Oh, thank you. I hope so. I'm claiming that.
Right. See, everything starts off from low. And if I tell you about myself, my name is
Yes.
Chase, and I'm been in this company for past 4 or 5 years. I'm basically taking care for the technical department of the parts, which means that the development after the design, which will be done, that will be done through me. Now, anything which you need in terms of assistant, help, marketing, designing, adding any other thing, or if there's any other things that are coming up, then I will be the one who'll be basically letting you know. And then at the end, I'm pretty sure once the project is finalized, once we make you satisfied, you're surely going to give us a 5-star.
I hope so, because I said when I spoke with Thomas, I said I have two ideas, but the one that I'm like really passionate about was this one first. I wanted to see what this one is like before I started. I want to say, if I can give you a 5-star, you know I have another project.
Oh, perfect, perfect. And that would be awesome. Now, as you're a newbie, so whenever I speak to new persons, down on the road, once you're going towards the website completion project, there are some things which you don't know. As you're also starting off and we're also building up a new business for you, so there might be something which will be coming up which could increase the cost, decrease the cost, adding up the items by which it will be a benefit for you as well. So considering that effect, whatever we all simply going to speak, that will be a recommendation for you on some of the points and on some of the points which are mandatory to have on the website, which will be at the end a betterment for your business, for yourself, and betterment for the people, because you're building this website not to buy stuff for your own boy from the website. You're doing this as a business, so you need to make sure that the people who are coming up, they're enjoying it, they know the person, they know the cause of it, and they know exactly what needs to be done in this scenario. So you filled out a brief form, if I remember. Can you open it up if you have it, if you have it with you right now?
Give me 1 minute to jump back in front of my laptop.
You want to join us for a pizza? We're doing a pizza party.
A pizza party?
Yeah, right now in the office, because it is a lunchtime, and that's how it goes. We always eat and speak at the same time.
Okay, okay. How nice.
So what do you do for 9 to 5?
It's actually 8 to 3, but it's my 8 to 3 job. I'm a teacher, so yeah, I need to get out of this.
So I think you're always around the kids, and that's why you're...
Always around the kids, yes,
What class do you study in? What subject?
Fifth grade, so I teach math, ELA, science, social studies.
Oh, okay, so you must be talented and intelligent. My math is so weak.
No!
Trust me, I was a dumb student in mathematics.
Oh, please. Oh, we just have our preferences. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
So you wanted me to open the...
The brief form.
The form. Okay.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Let me get back to my form. I have so many things open in this. I need to close some of these out.
I'm sure as you're a teacher, you know how to operate the computer and everything about it, because newbies, like the people who are coming up into website businesses, they usually have less experience in working on technical things on the computer. So I'm pretty sure you're aware of it, right?
I am a little savvy. I wouldn't say, and my son was like, Mom, you could do it. You can build it. But it takes time, and that's what I don't have.
Okay.
Yes, I opened the form. Which one do you want me to open, the logo one or the other one?
The website one, please.
Oh, the one for the website. Oh, you mean the one that Sam sent me?
Yes, the one that you filled it out and sent it back to Sam.
Okay, so I have, he sent me two. There was a logo design, client questionnaires.
Oh,
the website one. Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, got you. Got the website one. Yep, that one is open.
All right. Now, that's the one which is not the empty one. That's the one that you filled it out, right?
Right. I filled that one out. Yep.
All right. So I'll go one by one, and whatever you don't know about it, I'll explain you about that and let you know what's the resolution for it so that we can work on it. Now, I do understand the business specifics. That's the baby blings, and you said that you have a logo and everything about it. I got the principal. I got the target audience. And you set the colors. And then in the fifth option, your top competitors are Amazon, Walmart, and Carter's?
I mean, they usurp the whole thing for baby clothing.
You need to spend a lot of dollars if you would like to compete with them, with these guys.
Everyone goes to Amazon, Walmart, Carter's, or Target. So, I mean...
Right, just a joke. But see, they also started off slow, and now they're a big company.
Yeah.
All right, now, And the sixth option, you said that we ask you, like, what payment methods would you like to use? And you said that by credit card. Do you think that that's the only option which is available in the market?
No, there's PayPal. There is Apple Pay. There is
Cash App, Venmo, prepaid.
Cash App, Venmo. Yeah, there are a whole bunch of them.
So would you
I'm sorry. Go ahead, please.
Would you be adding up like all the things, or would you be adding up one or two? I will suggest you, if you ask me from my particular references in the package itself. Let me just let you know what you already have. The PayPal integration would already be there for you. As far as the credit card, debit card, the prepaid card or Visa gift card, that we usually get it from Walmart, Target, Home Depot, or the Venmo, the Cash App, that is something which will be an extra thing. So according to my experience, people who are basically going ahead and getting the business started initially, you're basically making possibilities open for the clients itself so that they can pay you online, right? And let's say that if you only have PayPal, and if I'm coming up on your website and I don't have a PayPal account, which means I cannot use it, and I just want to use a debit or credit, then we cannot lose a customer, right? So we have to have a resolution at the end so by which we could get the services done for the client itself. So according to me, I think you should get all the features at the same time. How many product line, by the way, would you be adding up initially?
Okay, so when you say product line, can you expound a little bit?
Sure. How many products? Would that be there? How many categories?
Okay, so that one, I remember I said it to Sam, I'm saying like 100, and he was saying, I think you needed like at least to start 200-300 categories. I don't know if that's too much to start off, because I'm like, I don't know how the supplier situation works. But I would like, I want to have as many as is possible. Like, I wouldn't want somebody to come on the site like, oh, they don't have this or they don't have that.
Right.
So I'm not, I can't give you a number of categories. I am not sure.
All right. But the minimum product that you will be starting off with and making this website live would be more than 50. That's for sure, right?
Absolutely. Well, I would hope so, according to the
supplier and
everything. The supplier, and right. I think it would depend on that, right?
Right. So do you have, have you spoke to any suppliers, or have you spoke
No, because when I spoke to Thomas initially, I told him I don't have any experience with any of that, and he said that he would get me in, because someone would be in contact to help me with that. Or is it that I need to find suppliers for myself?
See, if we go ahead and find it out for you, we don't mind doing that. We can recommend you some of the things, but then we will not be taking the responsibility for that particular supplier, because at the end, it's you and the supplier. We are not doing anything. We are not getting anything. You take the products from him, no matter wherever he's getting you the product from, and then you basically provide us the product, and that's how the chain rotates. So once we go ahead and do that, it's something that we don't basically take the responsibility for the suppliers, because we don't know what exactly he or she was simply going to send, right? Because we are not getting any commissions, nothing like that. So we don't be a part of it. However, the best possible thing that we can do, do you know about AliExpress or Alibaba?
Yeah.
So if you ever have bought anything, have you?
I've not bought anything, but I've been on their website.
Okay. So you might have checked out different products over there, and they have everything from A to Z.
Okay.
They got all the products, and the best part is that they're all sitting in China, Hong Kong, Korea, areas like this. So by which the production cost is low, and then the cost of the product is less. The only thing that is basically pain is the shipping time. They usually take, like, I think 10 days or 15 days to ship the products out. But I think that will be the best possible option for you in terms of quality, investing out the money, everything about it. To get the products from there, you can search different suppliers, talk to them. They do come on video calls. They do talk to you on Skype or everything about it. And then find a suitable person who's basically giving you the recommended products that you need for your business to be sparked out. Because I have many clients who are doing the business, not in terms of the baby clothing, but like in teenagers, and they're all exporting stuff from Alibaba.
Oh, so they just have like that one supplier that they're getting all their stuff coming in from.
It's their luck. It's your luck. If you're getting all the things from one supplier, I think that's the best part. But if you have to speak to two or three, that's even better as well. So by that way, you can chase the market that what are the prices that they were offering, what's the prices that the previous one is giving you. Because at the end, you're here to make business. You're here to make money, right?
Okay.
So that's what it is.
So I should probably just go ahead and try to make a connection or try to reach out to somebody from Alibaba or AliExpress.
Right. And meanwhile, we'll complete the design for you. We'll get the things that need to be done to run the show for the website. And then once you have the supplier, they already have the pictures and everything about it. They send us the pictures. We keep uploading the pictures with the description. They already have everything. You just need to find the right person that can direct you to this right direction. And then he or she will send you everything for the product. They do the pictures. They do everything. Then we'll just basically add it up for you on the things. And then if any help is required from our side, from the website part, technical assistant part, making the website live, functioning, anything, I will be the guy who will help you with it.
Okay. So I guess I'll get started on that because I thought that you guys would recommend the ones to me and then, like, I would be talking with them and
see,
stuff
if
like
I
that. That's
ahead,
what I thought.
See, you are a nice soul after speaking to you for the first time. If I go ahead, if I get you a person, then, of course, there'll be a fee associated so that I can connect you with it. But I don't want you to basically spend that amount. Maybe you can utilize that into something else. So I just write you the way that this is the place that you need to go in without wasting any money, and you can find it by yourself.
Right. Okay. Sounds perfect.
All right.
Thank you for that.
No problem, ma'am. No problem. Now, coming up onto the payment modules part, what payment module system would you be adding up? What accounts do you have? I'm pretty sure you already have PayPal. You do have a bank account as well. So the debit card and the credit card could work for you. The PayPal would also work for you. What about the other other systematics?
When I spoke with Sam yesterday, he had suggested, I don't know if this is what you're talking about. When I spoke with him yesterday, he suggested Stripe.
Yeah, are you
thirsty? I went. I am thirsty. So I created an account yesterday, and I did an account. So I have an account with Stripe.
Perfect. So now if you
linked it to.
If you linked it with your bank as well.
Yeah, I linked it to. Well, not with my bank, but I created a bank account for the business with. Capital One.
Oh, okay. So is that your main bank that you will use?
Yeah, that's the main bank for that I'm going to be using for the business. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I think half of the work you have already done, which means that you will surely going to save the cost on getting the Stripe attached with the website, linked it, because we will need an API that is an artificial platform integration, which needs to be done manually. So we will simply going to take care for that. So let me just write it down. So PayPal was already there in the package, so you don't have to pay anything for it. The Stripe will be a one-time fee for the installation. What about the prepaid or gift card? Do you want it?
How much is that in the package? I'd have to pay for that separately.
The Stripe, the prepaid card, gift card, that will be out of the package. I'll let you know the price at the end. First, I'm asking you what exactly you need. And then, of course, once I told you the feature, I'll let you know that if this is something which you should really add right now, or maybe you can add it up in the future. Because over here, we are talking about a new business. And then we are talking about expenses. So we need to be in a circulation where we can do both the things simultaneously, but keeping everything low for now.
Right.
So prepaid and gift card is a yes. Because I think, let me tell you an example for it. The prepaid and the gift card, why I'm telling you that, because many people right nowadays, right after the COVID have hit us, and if you know, like in Spain, in 2020, there was a guy who basically hacked out 108 accounts, 108 bank accounts. So he got like, I think, trillionaire by hacking out the amounts and everything about it, by just swiping the cards and buying the stuff from other part. Now, the only part is that we will surely going to go ahead and get the services done for you. And usually people, they don't want to basically put their credit card or information onto the website itself. So that's why they usually use like prepaid or gift card. So I think that is one of the security reasons that we should really have this particular feature too.
Okay. I get it.
Now, what about Venmo or Cash App?
I am going to say yes to both of them just because, I mean, somebody can, I use it, not that I like to, but I do, because I have to attach my account to it, but I do use it, not Venmo, Venmo.
The Cash App.
Cash App, yeah.
All right.
And then
now,
because of the nature of the business, and you know, some people do baby showers where people give them money, you know, so that's why I'm thinking yes.
Okay. So I think these four are something would be there. Sorry, there are total five payment module system, and we're at the sixth point, just to be sure, which is the payment methods, right? So you will be getting, PayPal is already there, so it's free. For the Stripe, do you have a pen and a paper handy so that I can give you the price for it?
Hold on a second.
Well, you don't have to have a pen. I think that your maths is good, not like me, so I can let you know the number.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, so for Stripe.
Yeah,
yes.
For the Stripe, if you go with, it's a one-time fee, which means no monthly, no yearly charge, nothing like that. The more number of years you do the business for, they usually go ahead and get it done. However, with this one-time charge, the Stripe have its own policy. I'm pretty sure once you have created the account, you must have read their policy and conditions and terms as well, that they charge 2%, like 1.9 to 2.5% on each transaction, and then they basically process the payment. So let's say that if somebody is making down $20, they will be charging like, I think, $1.05 or $1.50, somewhere around that. But they have sent you an email for Stripe in which they have told you the prices once you create the account. So do check that out, and you will be good to go with it. So if you go with the Stripe.
So are they going to charge that to the person or charge it to me?
It will be on per transaction. So that will be charged on you. So you need to make sure that whatever the product price you're keeping on the website, it should be $2 above, so by which you are getting the right amount in your account.
Okay, so that goes to Stripe, and I still get my
You will have the invoicing as well, because as it's linked to your Capital One account, so you will have the invoices, everything set it up, so that you can know what's the transaction and what's going on.
Got you.
All right. Now, the Stripe will cost you $399, which is a one-time. Now, talking about the prepaid and gift card, it's also a one-time, but on this one, it will just simply going to go ahead and collect the payments from Visa debit, Visa prepaid, or prepaid gift cards. So that's also a one-time fee. It will be $199.
Okay.
The Venmo is $150, as that's not being primarily used so much. And as far as the Cash App, it's $199.
Okay.
Now, I would not suggest you the Venmo, to be honest, because not many people are using it. So we should skip it and save the
energy.
As far as the other things are concerned, the Stripe, I think that's mandatory. The prepaid gift card, I think that's good too. And then the Cash App, you're already using it by yourself, so you know the value of it. So I think we should keep that too.
Wow. So that's, let me see, 4, 6, that's almost 800. Okay.
Yeah.
Whew. And I need to pay this when? When would I need to pay this $800?
Let me just see. What about the design? What have you given the feedback? You'll be merging both the designs and give you new designs and then go into the development?
I think so.
Okay. And you already have, like, No, no. You already have your unlimited changes and revisions in the package, so that's totally fine even after tomorrow as well. If you think that the design is not something that you're liking it, I can create a fresh new design for you.
Okay.
All right. Now, this amount would be I think it will be due, yes, of course, today so that we can buy it, because the prices which I'm seeing right now is coming right now on the system for today, and they usually get changed after every single day, but we are adding up 3-4 merchants, so that's why it's giving us the best possible price.
So I'd have to pay for these today?
If you can. If not, then we can do it in the development phase, whatever you prefer.
Yeah, I would have to do this in the development phase. Because okay. I wish I had known about this before.
All right, so that's the part. See, I'm the technical guy, and that is why I'm basically spending the time with you so that I could let you know what's coming up, what's not coming up, so that we're on the same page. And things like this, depending on what exactly you need to add on the website, we need to be on the same page, so by which you know exactly what you're getting and what exactly we are giving you.
Okay. Is there anything else apart from Stripe that I could use to attach the debit card and the credit card? Is there anything else I could use? Because this is a little bit pricey.
Let me just see.
Even though it's a one-time payment, it's still...
Okay.
And I probably would...
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll speak about the payment or the price, and I'll try to see, like, if there's anything, other option, because there are two options. Like, there's one authorized.net, and then there is Braintree as well. So I'll see what's their prices, and then whatever would be benefit for you, we'll just simply go with that way just to save the cost.
Right. That sounds like a plan.
Okay. Now, coming back to the seventh point, do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it says, you have already said yes, but do you know what it means or what exactly you will be getting?
No.
So why you said yes?
For number seven, do you need a C content management system to edit the content? Oh, yeah. So this part is like if I wanted to add something or take something off, is that it? Do you need a content management system to edit the content or of the content pages like the About Us? So if I wanted to edit it, I can do it myself. Am I on the right track?
Exactly. All right. Teachers are always right. And
no, not always, right?
In the school, I think. All right. Now, the SSL integration, do you know what's that?
I looked it up before I clicked yes, but I don't remember what it is right now, but I did look it up yesterday.
As this is basically a Google-recommended policy, which needs to be there. And that's basically a security service. They usually provide.
Yes, that's what it is. Yes, that protects me from the buyer and the buyer from me. I think I read it up.
And also,
I read that up, but I forgot. Sorry.
Yes, and it also basically protects the payments which are coming through on the website as you're collecting online payments. So we need to make sure that the card security is tight enough. So that's something which will be an add-on, which needed to be added up onto the website, and that will be through Google Security Headquarters. And it's not a one-time, it's an yearly fee. So they give you like three options, 1 year, 3 year, and 5 year.
And what are those prices?
Let me just see. What's your zip code?
28262.
28262? Let me see. All right, so if you go for 1 year of the SSL, that will be
$339. Okay, hold on a second. I'm adding these prices up. Okay, SSL.
Yeah, 1 year is $339.
Okay, it's $339.
If you go with 3 years, they give you a discount, and that will be $699 for 3 years. And if you go for 5 years, you get more discount, and then they'll make it only $800 for you. And that keeps you, the buyer, safe. That also protects the website from viruses, malware, attacks, and also keeps the payment secure.
Okay, so every year I would need to, or, okay, so I get it now. Okay, so 1 year, 3 years, 6 years.
5 years, sorry.
5 years. One, three, five. Okay, this is adding up real fast.
See, that's why I was just coming up on the call to let you know, because I know people who have new experiences, they usually don't know about the terminologies and the website, how it works. So just to give them the better experience, we usually tell them off the ground so that these are the things which will be coming up just to complete the website. And it's not only with us. If you go with anybody else, there will be more things. Even though we are basically doing the due diligence to give you the best possible prices, just to basically, because we understand, we always started like back in 2016, we started off as a newbie like you. We started off our business with low-paid employees, everything about it, starting off the packages. So we know what exactly the struggle that you're making, because right now the hard-earned money that you're making from 8 to 3 is something that you would like to keep rest after 3 or 4 years once this business is established. And that's why you're making the effort right now to get the savings after 3-4 years, right?
Right.
So that's what the idea is with us as well, that we do understand the emotions, the hard work that you're putting in. And trust me that these all things are something that we always get from third parties just to basically get the establishment done, as our service is only website design and development. So we always try to basically give the best possible options to the clients, by which once they're off the ground, they're not facing any issues, and everything is under control.
Okay. I'm happy for this because, I mean, I didn't know all of this stuff.
Yeah, because, see, you might be teaching kids from past, like, 10 or 5 years, but right now I think I'm the teacher who's explaining you everything. So I'm
yes. Yes, I am clueless as to what this is all about right now.
No problem.
Yes.
And if you have any concerns, any queries, anything like that, you can always call me anytime. I work from 11. I'm a latecomer, so I came in, like, the office opens up at 10, but I usually came in 11, 11:30. And then the off timings are 6, 5:30 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, according to the state of California. And that's what the timings are. Now, we're good to go with the SSL, the number 8, right?
Yeah. Right. I'm probably going to have to – let's say, for example, I start out with a 1 year, which is probably what I can start out with right now. I can upgrade at a later date. It probably is going to cost more, you know, as, you know,
yes,
going to another year.
Whatever the pricing that I'm giving you are basically stick to right now what we're discussing, because me and you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. So that's why the prices are sticked to what I'm referring you right now. So the best possible option would be that if you're serious towards your business, which you are, then you should go for a longer run instead of keeping the safe costs, so by which nothing is coming up and you would like to give the experience good enough for the customers itself.
Right. Okay.
And as a matter of fact, you already got like a second project for me. So that's why I'm just trying to be honest and trying to give you the best possible deal with the better experience so that we would work for longer run. Because I'm pretty sure at the end, once we give you good service, you will give us more business.
Right, right.
All right, so now on the 9th question, we have asked you, like, do you have any preferences or platform or technology to be used for the website? You said that you're open to the best option which suits your business. So for your particular business, we will be going ahead and using WordPress.
Okay.
That's the platform, because on WordPress there are no monthly charges to use the platforms, nothing like that. And I think that Thomas have already added up a domain for you, right?
Right.
And that
my son was suggesting the same thing. This because I was saying I heard that is it Shopify?
Am I saying
the right thing? But that I think that there's a monthly thing attached to them.
Yes.
So the WordPress. And I know they say that they are the best ones out there, but yeah.
Of course, it's from long years. It's even the WordPress is basically even more older than the Shopify itself. So Shopify is basically a pretty new platform, only like 5-6 years ago.
Is it?
They just Yeah, it's only been 6 years or 7 years to them that they've been building up, because previously they were doing the printing part. Then they started off their branding part, like the logo making and everything about it. And then they given their particular platforms, as they have got a good deal for the cloud storage by which they're now hosting their particular websites with the templates and the initial part. So the best part is that on WordPress, we will be designing a custom platform for you. And then on the other hand, on Shopify, it's basically a theme-based platform. So you cannot customize the way you want it. But on WordPress, you can do pretty much anything.
So yours will be unique.
Exactly.
Okay, got you.
All right. Now on the 10th question, we have asked you that if you have any specific requirements, so please let me know. That if because I'm pretty sure Thomas have showed you different websites and everything about it, or you might have seen different websites for baby clothing or anything like that. So what are those features that you like or that they attracts you the most when you visit anybody's website and you think that could be a popular item on your website too?
You know, I would really have to, like, I think I need to go back and look at this one, because I was trying to type something in this last night, and for whatever reason, it wasn't allowing me to type inside the box. So that's why I left it blank. But would it be okay if I go back and type it up, like, say, you know, tomorrow, and put stuff in when I'm, like, looking at stuff? So I might want to skip this one for now until...
Perfect. So let's just skip it for right now. Now, let's just go to the 11th one. And that's the same, like, can you list down the content pages you will have on your website? So you said, like, all and any content pages. So you need recommendations. Okay.
Let me refine this a little bit. Like, 10 and 11, let me refine it, because I want to look back at, like, my competitors' website.
You need to sneak
And then
deep.
Kind of, yes, like, look at some Carter's and Target and stuff like that, and just see what they have, like, on their website that I would like to add in mine.
Okay, that's fine. So let's just skip the 10 and 11, okay?
Right.
All right. Now, in the 12th one, you have almost said yes to all. And all right.
That's
so
not possible.
considering, I'm just checking basically the things that's needed to be there, because in the account login, what do you mean by account login? Do you need a login for yourself, or over here you're referring to the clients that they can come up and create the account? And
right, that's what I was thinking. Like, they could have a login account, like an account for themselves where they can log in.
And what would
you
they
know,
do?
Like with Skechers, you can log in, and then, like, based on. So this is okay. So I have this particular store that I shop for, you know, body products and stuff.
What's
and
that?
Then
can you give me the name?
It's called Tyson.
T-I-S-O-N.
T-I-S-O-N. I don't know if there's one in, but there's one here near my neighborhood. It's a huge hair supply, beauty supply store that you shop for. Oh my anything you want.
Is it Tyson1.com?
Let me just Google it and see if that's how it comes up. Okay, let me double check. No, this is not opening for me. I have too many windows open. Okay, Tyson. T-I-S-O-N. Beauty. Tyson Beauty Supply Store in Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay. Oops, that's not it.
Tyson Beauty. What's
Tyson
the location?
Tyson Beauty. It's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I think they have a color yellow logo.
Yeah, like an orange logo thing.
I got it. So they say like crotchets, waves, braids, full wigs, and I think everything.
Right. They have the whole world of things down there. Yeah. So it has like a My Account where you create an account, right, and it says log in or register. And then what it does is each time you make like purchases up to a certain amount, like it adds $5 to your account so you can use on your next purchase.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're talking about referral. Yeah, you're talking about referral code system and referral backend system, which will, because of course, there will be unlimited amount of users who can come and create the account, and then the system would be smart enough, it should be smart enough to recognize which client is buying what item at what date, what's the revenue that they have given to the company past month, and what should be revenued to them as a reward so that they can keep purchasing the items.
Right. So it stores it up, and if I want to use, let's say it gives you $5 off for a certain amount. Say let's say $50. So every dollar you spend gives you $5 off. So if I spend $100, that's $10 off. But the system adds it up. So when I go to make my next purchase, if I want to use that $10, I can use it then. If not, the system keeps storing it until whatever amount I have I want to use. So when I say the login, that's what I was thinking for the customer side.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense, but that we're not going to be a part of the package because it's something which is beyond the abilities. It's the mega thing because you're comparing the things with Tyson, and not only Tyson. Amazon do the same. The other competitors do the same. The big companies, all the things, they basically do the same thing for their clients, and that's the reward and stuff program. If you want, we can add it up right now in the initial stages. If you want, I will suggest you to keep this feature for the future, because that will be a premium feature.
Okay. All right. I'll keep that for later.
Okay.
So when it says account login, that's what I thought that was.
All right. So the account login is something that we will give you the account so that you can go in the back end, check the payments, check the services, check your website. So that's only for you. But if you talk about multiple login, then that's something which is
no.
Different.
Okay. No. I'm just, keeping it simple.
Okay. Now, let's just go back, and you said contact information, that'll be done, banner slider done, content area done, news and events, that will be done, the site search done, featured product, that will be done, the video gallery would be done, newsletter subscription, it's an option, which will be done, and then I think everything else will be done.
Okay.
All right. Now, coming back to the 13th part, it's also blanked, so please let me know what do you understand by this.
Okay. It just says an external aid. I don't know what that is. So I think I couldn't type it in the box. I wrote it at the bottom. I'm not sure what this is.
All right.
And I think I typed it for 14, too. Detailed functional requirements. In the detailed functional. I'm not sure what those two things are.
So the 13 is something that, let's say that if you're building up your website and something came up or something which is suggested by Google or which is suggested by the internet provider, we will recommend you that part. If you agree to add it up, we can let you know what's the cost for this particular API and what's the function of it. And then if you like, we can add it up for you. So that's what the API is. And so as the 14th one is the same thing, likewise you explained me, that how you want the account login to work in the future. That's what the 14 was, that the functional requirements, that the functions needs to be there on the website, what would be that and what exactly you'll be doing for it. So that's what it is.
Okay, so that's 14. Okay, gotcha. And 13, you wouldn't know that until you create something on the website?
On the website and what's coming up and what we can recommend you so that it could be better for the website, for the people, and better, of course, for you as well, so that you would have a great experience selling out the stuff online.
Okay, gotcha.
All right, now coming back to the 15th part, and you said like administration, area, detail, functional requirements. So that's also one of the part. So on the 14th one, we were asking to you on the website functionalities, what exactly you need over there. And in the 15th one, we have asked you, like, what sort of authorities would you like to have once the website is completed and you would like to own? Let's say you tell me that, Chase, I want to have a feature where I can block suspicious activity on my website. I need to have a feature where I can basically block a person who's basically using somebody else's card and it's keep reflecting on the website, or maybe some other thing that you would like to have as an admin module. So these are the functionalities that will be created in the pastime for you on the runtime.
Would those be additional fees?
Yes, of course.
Okay. Do I need it right now? Do I need it like right now to start?
See, that is what I'm saying. Now, you haven't told me the functionality what you need to add, so how can I tell that if you need it right now? So that's
I'm not sure. I'm gonna talk with my son and see what is something that I could probably need.
And maybe I can recommend you some of the things once we go step by step and get the designs ready and everything about it, okay?
Right.
The 16 one is pretty much the same thing, that if you have any suggestions, idea from your competitors or any requirements that you like in somebody else's size. So I'm pretty sure once you answer the 13 and 14, you can let me know this as well, that what exactly you liked in their website, which you like to have the same thing on your website, and then we can talk about it. Okay. Now the main thing that we needed right now is that as the design will be approved by tomorrow, so who will be writing the content for your website?
You said that the design is going to be approved by tomorrow? I need to approve it that fast?
No. The design will be sent out to you. And then, of course, if it's tomorrow, that's fine. If it's day after tomorrow, that's fine.
Okay, gotcha.
But we need to be ready for the next particular day. So the next thing will be the content, which is basically the main part. So have you thought about, like, because you said that you don't have time, and if you want, and I'm pretty sure that if you don't have time, then you might not be able to basically write the content in a way that people could basically know, because you only love the idea of the business. You might not know the insights that what could basically benefits you once the content is there, because we need to be sure that if the content is written by you or by somebody else, then that will something going to be coming up from your side, and Google needs to approve it. Because there are some terminology, some keywords that they usually recommend by which it could meet the direction for the business itself. But if you want, we do give that service as well. And in the content service, we will give you a creative, well-written content for all your pages, like your homepage, about you, your services, your privacy policies, your FAQs. We will be the one writing all of that. And then we will give you, according to the exact requirement, we will send you the free meta details with each custom page. We will provide you a catchy title, keywords, and page description. We will also going to get you SEO-friendly keywords so that in the future, if you're planning to do marketing, which I'm pretty sure you will, because to spread out the name, you need to have the marketing done. I give you an example. Mm-hmm. When you find Thomas, when you find our website, you were searching the website designers on Bing. And that's how you basically find us on the first page, as we were doing the marketing at that particular point, which attracts you towards our website. You spoke with Thomas, and that's how you make the deal. So in the initial stages, once you need the marketing, you need to make sure that, first of all, you have an SEO-friendly content. And then on the other hand, you're doing the marketing, so by which you could reach the target audience surrounding by your areas or radius miles or within the hashtags or anything about it. We'll explain to you about it. But in the content, we'll use the keywords, will be placed in the title, maybe in the first or in the last paragraphs, and then we'll give you the turnaround time, which means within like 3 business days, we'll get you the content set it up. And you will also have unlimited revisions. You will have 100% satisfaction guarantee. You will have proofing by our in-house experts with 0 mistakes and 100% satisfaction guarantee. So that's a service which needs to be done. If you don't have time, if you think you can do it by yourself, I don't mind, but just make sure one thing, that content should be professional, catchy, because people who are coming up, if they're buying something for their children, of course they will read the fact, what's this all about?
Okay. And what would that be? What would that cost me?
If we write it for you?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's say that if you have 7 pages, homepage, about you, services, that's 3, contact us, product page, FAQs, privacy policies. So I'm considering 7 pages and then maybe inner pages, 3 or 4. So let's consume 10 pages. So if you go with the content writing from our side, The regular prices for the content is $1,200 for 10 pages.
Mm.
Yes, because it's something which needs to be written for 300, 400, 500 pages, but I'll make it 700 for you for the complete website.
Oh, my God. I did not budget for any of this. I thought all of that would have been in this, in my cost. Because, like, the stuff that you quoted before, these are must-haves.
These are must-have, but they need to be integrated.
Right, like SSL and
all
the other payment options. These are must-have.
Exactly, and that's why I told you that what you need is something that you can plan off with, and whatever you don't need, I would never going to let you know that you should really go ahead and get it, because considering the fact, it's a new business. So we need to be under a budget, so by which we could spend the amount onto the right direction just to basically make the business module better.
Okay. Oof. Oh, my God. Okay,
see,
so
you're starting off the business. Yeah, you're starting off the business, so you need to be ready for it. I know it's your first time, but trust me, once it's launched, once the progress is coming up, you're happy with it, you're definitely going to love the idea. And once you start making some business and money, then this all thing will surely going to be refunded or reworded back to you. Because the business have a vast variety. The business that you're stepping into, it's surely going to be a huge success, to be honest, because not many people are doing it in the right direction. And considering the fact that you're keeping the complexity, you're keeping the equivalent division for the girls and for the boys, that, I think, will keep you one step ahead.
Okay, so the content you said would be 700.
It's 1200, but I'll make it 700 for you. Yeah, because we are running like the month-end sales, so by which, and it will take us like 4 to 5 days to write the content because it's 10 pages, so it's not something that we already have like pre-write it down. We will write it according to the way of your business. We will send you a questionnaire form for the web content. You will fill it out. I will send it to my writers. They will write the page. Mm-hmm. We will send you 2 pages each day, so by which you could read it out. If there's any mistakes, you would like to make changes, amendments, and that would also going to give you an idea that if you'd like to add anything onto it, we can implement it.
Okay. All right. So I guess I'm going to have to do the content I wouldn't know how to word it.
Right. Because it's new for you.
Okay. All right. Whew. Well, that's a lot to think about. I have a lot of work on my hands. And then I got to try to go contact some suppliers. So
For the suppliers, I'll try my best as well, because there was one guy who was basically, he's in China as well. His name is Kong Shou. And he's basically working for different companies and different brands. He's also supplying to the mega brands as well. So I'll just try to basically get a reach on, because usually they come up on WhatsApp Messenger, because we cannot call in China and something like that. I guess it will be international calls and something like that. So we have to basically contact them through WhatsApp. So I'll see, and if he reaches me out, I will surely going to talk to him about your business. And if he have time, I'll get you the number when next time we speak.
Okay.
All right. Now for the content, we have to go ahead and get it done. So by which they could save the time, and then by tomorrow, they will send you the information. Sam will send you the new designs. And you said that you already have a logo, but do you want us to create something fresh and new for you?
I would have to pay for that too, right?
No, you don't have to pay for that. That will be on me.
I think I have something that I took off of a site. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, go for it. Let me see.
What I think is that you should keep everything fresh and new for yourself. So by which you're not getting a copyright issue if you're getting the logo from somebody else. So you should make a name or a brand by your particular self.
Okay.
All right. Now, rest of the things we're surely going to discuss step by step. As far as the content is concerned, once the payment is done, I'm going to send you a form on the same teamwork. Just fill it out once you have time, and we'll start the work from there. So for the content, What card would you like to use today?
No, I can't do the content right now, like today, right now.
Okay.
So do I talk to you on the team? The team
no,
just
no, no.
Let all the.
No. I'll give you my cell phone if you don't mind texting me your cell phone as well. Can you write down my cell?
Yeah. Okay. Hold on a second. Yes. Go ahead and give me your number.
It's 669.
669-209-1890.
1890.
Okay,
669-209-1890. Yes, and my name is Chase Miles.
Chase Miles, okay.
Can you send me a text by our number so that I could save it?
All right, hold on a second. All right, did you get my text?
All right, let me just say, yes, I got it. Perfect.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to have to, it's my business, but I get some of my money from my husband, so I'm going to have to talk with him about all these costs that I'm seeing right here.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to, because I'm going to need all these things that are here on my list. So then I will give you a text or a call and say, okay, go ahead and write a content.
Yeah, sure. And see, I always gave you the options from the mm-hmm. start to the end, that if you think you mm-hmm. can provide us something, that's fine. We don't mind, because these all services are something which we are not giving you. We are also taking mm-hmm. onto the third-party sites, getting it, installing it onto the best possible rates, because we send them thousands of clients every single year. That's why they mm-hmm. give us these possible discounted prices, which we can entertain to our clients. So I'm not forcing you to get anything. It's just the thing that needs to be there to get it completed, mm-hmm. so by which you could have a successful business. Because without all of these things, you cannot mm-hmm. basically start off the business, and these are all the recommendations which I've suggested you. And I'm pretty sure mm-hmm. and positive that you don't have to be worried about according to the work or anything like that. By tomorrow, I'll get you the new design, the one that you mm-hmm. have told Sam to go ahead and do that, and I'll get you the logo mm-hmm. designs as well so that you can see the quality. Huh?
Okay. That sounds like a plan. You'll definitely hear back from me because, I mean, I'm going to have to do it.
No problem.
I will text you as soon as I have the conversation and so on.
No problem. If you still have any confusions, any concerns, you want me to speak to your husband, don't worry about mm-hmm. it. Just give me a call and I'll be on the phone.
Okay. Thank you so much, Chase.
No problem. It was a pleasure speaking with you. Usually teachers do not give time, but thank you very much.
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the thing, we don't have time.
That's what I'm blessed with, and I'm pretty sure that we're surely going to keep on speaking with it, because at the end, your intentions and my intentions are the same, to make this business successful and get the
win. Yes, I need it to work.
Yes, you can start making some bread and butter for you and your family.
I do. Thank you so much.
All right, ma'am. Pleasure speaking with you. Talk to you soon.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.